Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ausmade, it's Matty Garwood, and we are stopping in one of the most beautiful places. This beautiful little gem off the coast of Antarctica called Tasmania has a special place in my heart, but Tassie legends Luca Brasi, they've gifted us all with fresh new single Every Time You're Here, I'm Gone. It is off their fifth album, Everything is Tenuous, and it is out today. Catching up with Tyler Richardson right now. Tyler from Luca Brasi, so great to chat to you, bruh.
Mate, how you doing, man? Thank you so much for having me on, man.
Oh, so good. Can you imagine, looking back, where things kicked off for Luca Brasi, that we'd be chatting right now, despite what's happened in 2020, 2021, but your fifth album, like, absolutely awesome, man.
Man, it's crazy. I cannot imagine that 15 years ago when you and I were at a little college called Launceston with Tom Busby, that 15 years later I'd be standing here talking to you about a record that him and I had written.
Crazy, man. And I know the amount of work that you guys put in, not only into the recording and the writing side of things, but the hard yards that you have done. From touring from Beau Morris and St. Helens to, like, right around the world, man. It's actually inspiring.
Oh, man, thank you. We started this band with no concept of anything at all. How to be a band, what could possibly happen. And things just kind of had a mind of their own, as they tend to do. And we ended up, like you said, in some very strange places playing music to people. It's just been just so crazy. And it's crazy to think that this is 10 years on. I don't know what happened, but it's been beautiful.
Put in there, like, ARIA nominations and stuff as well, man.
It's funny, because I guess I don't reflect on it enough. At times like these, I'm talking about a record or talking to someone in an interview that I actually think about what the hell happened, and it's like, whoa, yeah, that's a lot. That's unreal.
But again, though, you're putting in the hard work for it. And what sort of work has gone into not only the five albums, but the brand new one out today with Everything is Tenuous?
We've been writing this one for, I guess, maybe 3 years. Okay. I guess we kind of started it as soon as the last one was out, which we tend to do. I don't really know how. We just tend to start going again. But we're about to make this record, this current one, in Melbourne with our producer there. But it kind of happened. We just got home from overseas. We did a couple of singles with him. And then COVID kicked off. So we ended up figuring out this way with him. We were like, he said to us, look, fellas, I think we can make this record with you guys in Tassie. Instead of an advance, our label bought us a bunch of recording equipment. We set up a couple of studios at the illustrious Tom Busby's Banana Pig Studios. And we got this thing to happen somehow. And he made the production, mixed it, mastered it in Melbourne, did some work with our good mate Darren from a band called Kiss Tracy. Yep. He lives in LA these days. We spent a lot of time back and forth with him, and we somehow managed to make a record by proxy.
Is it true as well, though, that coming towards the end of it, that Patty's house, you lost your gear?
Yeah, so our little studio was set up at Pat's house. He was getting something done to his kitchen, and on the last day of the renovation, someone must have realised that it was prime time to go in and rob the place, and they stole all our gear out of his studio. We finished the record, though, so that's the only silver lining, is we actually had finished tracking, so as much as we didn't need it, it would be nice to still be in possession of that very expensive equipment. But we made a record, so that's all okay.
Absolutely, man. It's another story to tell, though, you know, just coming from coming from the adversity of 2020, having your bloody stuff pinched, and that's kind of what one of the lead singles is about from it as well.
That's exactly it, man. I guess a lot of this record, trying to take it apart in my own head and think about it, like I was saying, reflecting back, is that nothing really does seem to stay that long in life, and I guess it is the important things that you do hang on to, but it's that battle I often think about in my own head of what is worth being desperately keen to stick to and what is passing because it's passing, because it's time for it to pass. I'm sure we all think about this stuff too. That whole thing of, you know, you're pushing into an older part of your life, things change, things come and go, and that's kind of when I reflect about it. That's the theme in this record.
Something else that we're reflecting on, mate, not only have you been busy with Luca Brasi, but your own personal life, getting hitched just like last week, but weekend before last?
I did get hitched the weekend before last, mate. You're dead right.
And you were supposed to be doing it overseas?
Yes, mate. Another one. same deal. We had to just reassess and change plans, just like yourself, man.
It's all good when we've got new music coming out as well. And what else have we got coming up, Tyler, for Luca Brasi into 21?
We have plenty of shows, but whether they're going to happen, who knows? Mainly festivals just in Australia. Some Tasmanian stuff. Yep. We're playing tonight at the Goods Yard in Hobart. That is our album release show tonight, as the album is out today. So that in alone is pretty exciting, man. We actually live in a place where you can play shows. So we're very thankful for that.
Yep, really lucky with that too, mate. And what do people expect when they come to a Luca Brasi show in 2021? Because I remember there were times when cars used to get flipped over and Luca Brasi would get banned from these little beachy country towns.
I do remember those times. I guess we're a little bit older now. We're a bit more refined in our taste of what to flip over. So we're nice fellas. Just some fun, man. All I ever wanted from the audience was some energy and some fun and some sing-alongs, and we've been so lucky that's what's been happening.
Brilliant, mate. Well, we're lucky to have this brand new one out for you today. Going to play one of the lead singles from it. Tyler, really appreciate you from Luca Brasi spending some time here on Ausmade.
Thanks, Matty. I appreciate you, man. Cheers. Hey, I'm Tyler from Luca Brasi, and right now you're listening to our new track, Every Time You're Here, I'm Gone, on Ozmade. So you expect not to feel low, we're living this fast, taking nothing slow, you're always so high, you're gonna get low, nothing prepares you, when you can't say, needed something.
Aussie hits at night.